Most people have trouble sorting the details of the skirmishes that took place at some of America's battlefields. But in Southern Virginia, there's a place with a feature so unique, people drive here just to see it. The ingenious plan to win a battle is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
In mid-June of 1864, General Grant concentrated his efforts on taking the city of Petersburg, Virginia, a key rail center just south of the Confederate capital of Richmond. When his initial assault was rebuffed, he began to lay siege to the city on June 19th. The city had been preparing for an attack for at least 2 years prior.
Confederate authorities in late 1862, early 1863, built a defense barrier around the city. It was 10 miles long and had 55 artillery forts.
Chris Hawkins shares the story from Petersburg National Battlefield. Several of those batteries and Union trenches still exist. But there's one unique feature to this place that receives most of the questions, he says.
Most of our visitors who come here, if they know anything about the Petersburg campaign, know about the crater.
The crater is the result of an attempt to break the Confederate line by using a tunnel and explosives.
Union forces had tunneled under the Confederate line and placed 8,000 pounds of black powder and lit the fuse and actually destroyed the Confederate fort that was above it.
The Union had breached the Confederate line. They poured through the gaping hole to take the city.
They were less than 3/4 of a mile from downtown Petersburg, but quick thinking and moving Confederate troops made a counterattack and plugged the gap, and it turned out to be initially a good effort of the Union Army, ended up in disaster.
The fighting at Petersburg would last another 8 months, but when it ended, the Confederacy was soon to end as well. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Petersburg, Virginia, I'm Andrew McRae.